There were no ambulances available to respond to emergency calls anywhere throughout Guelph or Wellington County for a while on Monday morning. Known as a code red, it's a situation that's becoming more frequent as offloading delays at Guelph General Hospital, GGH, keep paramedics occupied, ambulances lined up, forced to wait in order to turn over patient care to hospital staff so paramedics can answer the next call for help. It's a crisis, requiring provincial intervention, Guelph-Wellington Paramedic Services Chief Stephen Dewar told City Council on Monday afternoon when he presented a report on ambulance response times for 2021. Last year, response times fell short in 3 of 6 categories of severity. This is definitely a provincial problem, Dewar told Council, which met as the Committee of the Whole, noting the local service is far from alone in experiencing offloading delays. We are challenged to meet the targets set for us. Response times weren't met in 2021 when it comes to urgent care, such as mild shortness of breath, which saw a 15-minute or better response time in 89% of cases, 90% targeted. A 15-minute response time was reached in 87% of less serious urgent care cases, such as minor trauma, 90% target, as well as 52% of sudden cardiac arrest calls, 65% target. Targets were met or bested in cases requiring resuscitation, 65%, major trauma, 76%, and non-urgent care, 94%. While there are numerous factors at play, the largest contributor to longer response times is the patient offloading delay at GGH, Dewar said, adding it's been a virtually daily occurrence to varying degrees since last August. There were 2 code red declarations in May, he noted, with the longest lasting about 16 minutes and Monday's code red lasting for about 15 minutes. Shortly before noon on Monday, Guelph Today observed no less than 10 ambulances parked at GGH and was told there had been more only minutes earlier. Patient offloading, the shifting of responsibility for medical care from paramedics to hospital staff, is expected to take about 30 minutes, Dewar said. It has taken as long as 12 hours. Last year, local paramedics spent more than 4,900 hours caring for patients during offload delays, the report notes. That includes a dramatic increase in delays lasting more than 90 minutes, which saw more than a 300% jump from 2020. Such delays are caused by a buildup of long-term care patients at the hospital rather than in community-based beds, Dewar said he's been told by hospital officials. By the time we get to a code red, the hospital has already stretched themselves as far as they can, he said. With that in mind, the committee unanimously approved a motion in favor of advocating to the Minister of Health for more funding and solutions to alleviate the delays. We hear your pain, Cown. June Hoffland told Dewar as she moved the motion, seconded by Cown. Phil Ault. Council will consider formalizing the committee's motion during its July 18 meeting. While the paramedic service has taken some steps to lessen the impact on ambulance availability, such as bundling responsibility for multiple patients, that only serves to normalize the problem, Dewar said. The long-haul solution here is funding the hospital properly, said Sow Scott Stewart. Adding more equipment and staff, at the municipal level, doesn't fix it. In addition to offloading delays, 2021 response times were impacted by a 14% increase in calls over 2020, as well as extra time spent at scenes and after calls as a result of COVID-related requirements such as increased personal protective equipment and enhanced cleaning practices, the chief's report notes.